Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the old Hill Manor. And live on a Saturday. From the Hill Manor, and I'm your host, Lord Hill. Now, what a day has it been? Cool, love a duck. Get this. This morning, we had our first Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club at Hornet Services Sailing Club. We had 45 turn two. It was brilliant. The Commodore was there. He welcomed everybody. The general manager was there. He also welcomed everybody. And I was there and I welcomed everybody. It was a really, really good breakfast. And then I've come home this afternoon. I've been doing a little bit of work on the old Bantam. Been a bit light out with the Bantam. But I finally got the clutch put back together and a new primary drive chain on. So I'm working on editing that video at the moment. But good afternoon, good evening, Keith. I'm just about to come on to do a rugby call. What an afternoon's a rugby that's been. What about that game? Ireland, Italy. Oh, so pleased Italy won. They really deserved that win. They've been playing out of their socks. Fair play to the jocks. They did all right, but they didn't do quite enough. The same as the mix. They didn't do quite enough. God, what a nail-biting finish that was. I just finished watching it. God, what a game. What a game. What about fast pace? That's two really, really brilliant games this afternoon, eh? All the teams came out firing all cylinders, tearing around. Gosh, really good. Really enjoyed it. And England got the win. God, what a close win that was. What a close win. God, 23-22. You couldn't get much closer than that, could you? But, yeah, what else has been going on at the old Hill Manor this week? Well, what has been going on? I'm still up on the rugby at the moment. But what do we do at the beginning of the week? We was waiting for bits to turn up. And then they did turn up and wasn't here because we was out. And I had to really deliver the following day. And then I ended up having to go and pick the bits up. But I finally got round to having a bit of a play with the old... the Bantam this afternoon, we've got part of it done. Did a bit of video, and it's not the best bit of video I've ever done. So I'm doing a bit of editing on it. And hopefully that'll be up maybe tomorrow. And then I've got to put the casing back on and one thing or another there, get all that back in, but get some oil back into it. So it's got a brand new clutch, got new three brand new clutch plates in, so that should make the clutch a little bit more responsive than it was. Yeah. So the clutch plates had worn out quite a bit. So that's got to go back together. And once that's got back together, then I think I've got to pop the carb off, give it another clean out, and then we'll go for a little ride on it if the weather gets right. Now, yesterday... at the old meat raffle, we had a little bit of a result. We got half a leg of lamb, which was very nice. We had for our tea last night. And that was done in the air fryer. So Lady Hill, she got it back in, bunged it in the old air fryer. Right, wrong result. Where was I? I was out. I had to do something yesterday. Oh, went to see Louise, had a massage. She pummeled me, stuck some needles in me and all sorts. Had a bit of acupuncture. So I feel a bit better today than I was. So that was that. What else has been going on? Well, I've had a little bit of news on the Enfield. Now, they're still not quite sure exactly where it is, but it's somewhere. They're hoping to have it in the next couple of weeks. So I should get it sometime the first couple of weeks of April, which I suppose, in the grander scheme of things, that'll have to do. Unfortunately, it looks like I'm not going to have it in time to go and do the Rolling Thunder up to London. But what I've done is I asked Enfield if they can loan us a bike, if they got one of the press bikes that they could find, lend me for 2 or 3 days, so I can go up Good Friday to what's name? Parliament, on the old Rolling Thunder. We'll see what happens on that. If not, then I should be, what am I going to do on Good Friday? There's something else going on Good Friday. Can't think what. That was a poor bugger to a cross. But 2 weeks' time, it's only 2 weeks to go. And the old boy's getting married. Cool, dear. So it's all in full swing for the marriage. So finally got round to it. And looking forward to the wedding. That's going to be good. It's a themed wedding. I haven't been to a themed wedding before. And it's Lord of the Rings themed. So we've got our costumes and everything for that. Personally, I prefer a bit more traditional and go in a morning suit. But that's what they want. So that's what they're going to get. So, next week, what have we got on next week? I don't think there's a lot going on next week. I'll have to have a look at the diary because I don't know whether I'm coming or going half the time. Oh, yeah. Tuesday, just gone on the 5th. Had the HMS Victory Senior HMS AGM. Now, some interesting stuff came out of that. They came out with, they're redoing a planking, it's having a refit. It's gone into refit at the moment, so it's all covered over, and they've taken the outside planks off, and they got to the frames. And they were only expecting to replace 3 frames. Turns out, so far they found 120 they got to replace. And these things are big and heavy. They're like massive. So that's pushed it sideways by about 18 months, 2 years. So we're looking at 2028 before they finish the midsection of the ship. So what they've got to do is they've got to take out all the what's names of the sides and prop it all up and put in the new frames and all that. The downside to all of that is that we lose the lower gun deck for functions. So for the foreseeable, we're not going to be able to use the lower gun deck for the likes of a ladies' dinner night and a pickle night. So we're going to have those in the mess. Now, the problem is, the lower gun deck, they take about 109, 110 people for a dinner. The mess can only take 42. So what they decided to do is to run sort of 3 ladies' nights and 3 pickle nights. So we'll get the choice of going to one of those, which will be great. What else? Oh, yeah. I've now been given permission to go and film around on Victory. So I'm going to take a couple of cameras, take the 360 camera, and probably a GoPro and have a wander around and give you a look around what's happening on Victory. And I'll give you a look in the old senior rates mess. So that was that. And then Wednesday, I went over to the old Buns and Banter at Lee Hub, and that was really good. Lots of people there, and they got some young sailors there from HMS Collingwood. So we were able to have a chat with the youngsters and see how things are with them. Turns out that it takes them a long time to A, get in the first place, and then once they finished at Raleigh, their basic training, they come in to Collingwood to do their trade training, they've got to wait to start courses. So there's one lad's got to wait about 3 or 4 months for his course to start, because they've got to wait for other people to come through to join them. So this is why we get the opportunity for them to come and have a chat with us. Really good. Then I went over to the drop-in at Voss over at the Royal Maritime Club, and I was able to get assessed. You know, I've got this problem with my hearing at the moment with a tinnitus. It's driving me absolutely nuts. When I saw the tinnitus specialist, she recommended that I go on this CBT training, which is cognitive behavioural training. So I tried the one for the NHS. He's gone private. Now, I got hold of him, and his rates are £160 just for the assessment. And that's done online. You don't go and see him. That's done virtually. And then to have a session is £280. So I got hold of us, see if there's any sort of funding that I could get for it. And they said, well, we do it. So there you go. I've been taken up by Voss, so I'm going to be getting that treatment from them. Hopefully, get a prayer mat out and I'll be able to do something, because it's breaking me at the moment. And then Wednesday evening, I did an everyday conversations regarding mental health. I'm still looking for British people to come on the show and tell about their issues with mental well-being. Obviously, what we want to do is take the stigma out of it. So that was that. And then what we've done. And then yesterday or Thursday we was at the Crofton for a good chat, and that was really good. Bit of banter and butties. And what else have we been up to? So yesterday was the meat raffle, and we ran this really nice half a leg of lamb, which was very, very tasty. Looks like there's people out there. What's coming up next week then? Well, I've got not got a lot going on Monday. So Monday I should be doing something. Tuesday I've got an appointment to go and have a screening for something or other. I don't know quite what it's all about yet. So I'll go and find out what that is. And then we're going off to see my mum. Got a haircut on Wednesday. Next Thursday, we're going to see the old boxing. The old Marquis of Queensbury Rules at HMS Collingwood. They've got, what's the name? They've got some, what's it thing with what's going on? Boxing. Got a boxing night. So we've got a table. There's a table of 9 or 10 of us. They're all turning up there in a best bib and tucker. Black tie, you know, dinner suits or mess undress or mess dress. So I should probably put on my old drinking suit. And there you have it. That's what's happening next week. Other than that, keeping my fingers crossed that the new bike's going to turn up fairly soon. So with a bit of luck, get the prayer mat out and all that, we'll have it fairly soon. Or hopefully they might lend us a bike. So who else is out there? I can see people's out there to say hello in the Doobie What's It comments. before Ice Carper. Well, what are you guys up to? That's a few of the secrets from the old Hill Manor. Well, I think, so therefore I am. Hopefully you've enjoyed this little bit of a heads up of what's going on in the old Hill Manor. And what a day. The Italians won. They beat Scotland. That's a result in itself. And tomorrow. Who's on tomorrow? Must be. No, who'd they beat? Oh, France. France-Wales tomorrow, isn't it? It's got to be France-Wales tomorrow. Yeah, it's got to be France-Wales tomorrow because it was England, Italy, Scotland this afternoon. And Italians played well. I mean, Scotland played well. As well. What a fast-moving game that was. Not sure I could have kept up. And then it was England-Ireland at Twickers. Hey! And cool, that was a tight match. Could have been slightly less if old Ford had got a couple of extra goals. Or conversions. He missed the penalty and missed a couple of conversions, didn't he? Cool. Anyway, a win's a win at the end of the day. Old Marcus Smith with his drop goal at the end there. Poor, that was close. I'll be around about 8 p.m. for a chat. Okie dokie. I'll catch up with you then. So, that's me for this Saturday live from the old Hill Manor. I hope you've enjoyed me waffling on. As I do. So until next Saturday, hopefully I'll be around next Saturday for another everyday conversations regarding, no, Wednesday's that. Wednesday, don't forget, Wednesdays now is Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. And if you want to come on the show, just ping us, get a message to me, and I'll get you on. Next Saturday will be another live from the old Hill Manor with a bit of luck. And is it the last weekend next week? I think it is. Last weekend of the rugby next weekend. Cool, it's a bit open now, isn't it? England's in second place. It's all to play for still. So until next week, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.